Weekend of March, Saturday and Sunday, cloudy with showers and a high of 80.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. You would normally hear the OJs playing my Trump theme song music at that point, but I get a look from my great producer over in Master Control, and he just mouths, no OJs. So I'm yet to figure out what happened with that, but I'm sure he'll tell me it at some point. Oh,
I was talking about OJ Simpson.
Oh, man. You know, is he living right now or what? Because he's been off the radar screen.
He's living fat, literally.
Oh, he's okay. He's gotten a little huge.
A little bit.
Okay. All right. So,
yeah.
Eating in Golden Corral like you and I?
Every day.
The voice you hear over there in Master Control is my producer, Tom. He's also the voice you will hear when you answer the phone. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Phone lines are open. It's the first I'm Speaking Plainly edition since the election Tuesday night debacle. We're going to talk about that tonight. Jimmy Hill in the studio a little bit later on. We invited all of the candidates that ran against Mayor Curry to come in. And, of course, Anna Brochet, we had to respectfully allow her to decline without any let or hindrance because she's still a sitting city councilwoman, and that would not be appropriate at all for her to finish out her term. Doing a recap of what was a very interesting and somewhat dismal election, first starting with turnout and then going forward into results. Karen Morton joining me in the studio also with a little bit of a wrap-up of last week's event and talking about what's going to happen going forward. I had a caller on the weekday show. Friday show, Lori had indicated that JEA had already announced the plans to possibly sell four of their properties that they currently hold moving forward to help pay for their new headquarters building. And I was unaware of it, so I did a little background checking and found out that, yes, that is true. They are floating the idea of selling four of their properties in order to be able to secure payment for the brand new headquarters building. I'm not exactly sure why they're building a brand new headquarters building, because they're going to ultimately be sold after July anyway. I think that's going to be one of the first things on the mayor's list, is to dump JEA, especially now with the more amenable city council. We'll find out what happens with the five runoff races. Tom, would you heat up Karen's mic, please? That comes up on what, May the 10th, I think it is, or May the 20th?
May 14th,
May 14th. I missed it right down the middle. So we have a runoff. Tommy Hazzuri forced into a runoff. That was kind of a surprise.
It wasn't really. I mean, it could have gone the other way, but I was not surprised. They had a Democrat who was going to suck some votes off of his count because there are Democrats who don't like Tommy Hazzuri.
All right.
And then you had a very, very low turnout. So and particularly low with Democrats, since the Democrat Party had not bothered to put anybody in the race at the top of the ticket. So they had a very, very, very low turnout. If you don't have Democrats going to the polls, then they're not going to vote for Tommy Hazzuri. So it gave room for our Republican to come on with a very strong. Position. He was only 6 points, I think, behind Hazzuri.
It's pretty silly, in my opinion. If I had no Republicans running, that still would not keep me from voting in a unitary election. I would still go to the polls.
You would think.
I would find a Democrat that I could support.
You would go and vote. Even if you didn't vote in all the races, you'd still go and vote.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure why we had such a dismal turnout.
Well, even the Republicans had a dismal turnout. Yes, Republicans turned out greater than Democrats, but it was all Republicans on the head of the ticket. So obviously, we knew that from the start. We knew Republicans were going to show up in bigger numbers than Democrats, and it held all the way through early voting, actually, which was quite kind of amazing, but not unexpected. But it was. If you don't have Democrats at the top of the ticket, it's a really hard sell to get people who aren't interested in the first place in the city races to go to the polls when you don't have a big name hanging out there.
We saw that essentially hurt John Cressenbinny.
It did.
Who should have easily taken that race.
I don't know. I think it would have probably been closer had we had a normal turnout. But still, normally in a countywide race, and if you look in the last 15 or 20 years, you'll find that the Republicans normally take it regardless of normal turnout.
I'm just so disappointed.
Even
with
in November,
Overton.
Even in November, when we lost DeSantis and Scott here in Duval County,
the county races won.
Our Republicans won those races. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm disappointed in Jim Overton for the fact that he's going to continue to take his $98,000 a year pension, while he now earns a state salary of $158,000 to do basically a job that does nothing.
Well, I don't. I certainly haven't sat down and talked with Jim about his plans for what
Sheriff
he's going to do in the next 4 years. But I mean, obviously, the guy's going to work, and I think he's got some ideas of changes that he wants to make. I think that he kind of held off a little bit after he won that special election in November, knowing that the new election was around the corner. He just basically went from one campaign into the next. But I think now that he's in for 4 years and it settles in, you might be happily surprised with some of the things that he accomplishes.
And I'm sure he will accomplish stuff. He's a good man and he's a good worker. I would have more respect for him if he told his pension while he was getting a paycheck.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Sheriff McMillan, when Sheriff McMillan ran for sheriff, when he had a full retirement as a police officer, and he told his payment while he was sheriff. I think that's a very ethical and very respectable thing to do.
It is certainly a respectable thing to do, but it's certainly not required.
No, it's not. It's not required. It's not required. Many things in life aren't required, but there are some things that are kind. It's not required that I open the door for a lady, but I do it because my mother taught me that was the right thing to do.
And you are a good man.
Double dipping is just, in my book, a slap in the face to the people that are paying already an exorbitant amount of money. That job, for all intents and purposes, shouldn't be on state scale wage. $158,000 a year to sit in an office. Now here's where I define the difference. The tax collector, that's all he does. He collects taxes. He doesn't levy the taxes.
That's true.
He doesn't set the millage rate.
But there's actually a lot to collecting the taxes. There's a lot of different taxes in the state of Florida, and every single one of them come through the tax collector's office.
For the county, yeah. But once you get the pattern down, and that was set many, many years ago, it's a routine. So
basically, they're trying to improve it, though. They're trying to modernize it. They're trying to...
You keep a little bit longer hours. You maybe open a few of the places on Saturday. And, that's it. You give out a few free things, maybe a couple of those plastic impregnated fly swatters from time to time. That says tax collector on it. All those things you used to get for free when you'd go in someplace.
Here's Jim, if you're listening, these are good ideas. Yeah. Fly swatters.
Please use those in the future. All right, so coming up in the... it's just the exorbitant amount of money that is paid to elected officials to do jobs that...
But
don't run
worked.
The risk of get you hurt getting. No, they. Come on. I know you're talking the party line.
No, I'm actually not. I'm thinking about look at veterans. Veterans put in their 20 plus years. They they're able to collect their retirement pretty early, and then they go and get a second job. Yeah, and they get paid for that too.
I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with the police department, the fire department doing that, but that's going to start a whole new thing with Steve Zona and Randy Wise. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK 222-8255.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues. Issue once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Men suffering from ED or PE, an important message from Men's Choice Medical Center.
I'm Dr. Sheikh, MD. Have pills like Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra let you down? At Men's Choice Medical Center, our custom blended medications have guys lasting longer than ever. No pain, no surgery, and it's affordable.
Call 904-600-3133. Guaranteed results first visit, and we'll check your testosterone levels for free. 904-600-3133.
Single family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, aka retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. You've heard him and his team on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team on location in a city near you for the Financial Freedom Seminar. Check the schedule and claim your seats at givemetotalfreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at givemetotalfreedom.com.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. So glad you're out there listening. Love to have you call in. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Otherwise, we can spend the entire 3 hours just listening to me babble on, and I'm sure that after a while you'll get bored with that and switch over.
Oh, I love listening
to
babble.
To the Fire Log channel and just watch the fire logs crackling away. Anyway, phone lines are open. I'd like to hear from some of you folks out there as to whether or not you're surprised by the outcome of Tuesday night's election. If you didn't vote because you thought the your vote wouldn't count, I'd like to hear from you on that and kind of explain to me what your thinking was. Something interesting that's going on right now, you'll hear me being a little bit distracted. I try not to do it very often, but I got a really good friend of mine. He's a helicopter pilot. He and his wife decided they were going to go to Norway and take a cruise.
Hmm.
And they are being now, and he's a helicopter pilot. So the last thing he really wants to do is go on vacation and go on a helicopter because he flies 24/7 here in the States. But he and his wife went on this romantic second honeymoon catch-up trip, and they went to Norway and took a cruise.
That sounds lovely.
Well, they are now stuck in the middle of the North Atlantic in raging seas and a terrible storm with only one engine that only allows them to drive in circle, and now the most massive airlift in the history of Norway is being undertaken to helicopter lift off. 1,300 people on board this cruise ship because it may be a couple of weeks before the seas will lay down enough for them to tow the boat back into port.
Wow.
So right now the boat is just making these huge, big right-hand circles on one engine. And it's kind of comical because here's this guy who spends so much time in a helicopter, and now he's waiting to be airlifted by helicopter off of a cruise ship that and when I spoke to him, I think his wife had picked out the whole cruise. It's the Viking Star, Viking Queen or something like that. Viking Sky. Viking Sky. And so
wow.
I just can't wait for him to get I want him to get off the boat and be safe and everything. And
yeah.
Then when he first sends me another email, then it's on. Then it's on. I mean, I've already got other helicopter buddies that are putting up little memes of a boat, you know, washing along, and
Yeah,
it's great. Jimmy Hill in the studio with us tonight.
Good evening.
First time you've been back in the studio since Tuesday night.
Yeah. It's not the last, but first.
Yeah. Exactly. The first of many. I envision that you will come into the studio quite often to stay relevant and keep your name out there. And so here's my question. Is it 4 years and do it again? Or
so
what are you thinking?
We haven't really gotten that message to, you know, from the people or from anywhere else, just to stay on this and keep going.
I did get a message on your behalf. Would you like to know what it was?
Sure.
The message I got on your behalf was tell him to run in the short term for city council and do a couple of years there, get your name in front of the people, do some good things, make some great decisions, and then hit it again in 4 years.
I could not think of a more frustrating thing to do under this administration. It would be like beating your head against a broken glass window to attempt to be a city council person in Duval County under this administration would be literally agonizing. So
they would make it a living hell for you.
Well, no, I'm not worried about that. It's a living hell for everyone up there. Because,
true, but you would be a special target.
Well, I'm kind of uniquely prepared to deal with that. I mean, I've been dealing with it now for 12 months, and I wouldn't be too concerned with anything they would do. Matter of fact, that would be a nightmare for them. Them being anybody in any position that would exploit their power and take their power out of the seat of the power and use it inappropriately. So, but I can think of better things to do than sit on Tuesday nights and listen to people complain about nothing I can fix because the administration has the process destroyed through political action and not through the proper steps.
Well, there are five races that could save that.
I see
momentum.
That. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. If something changes and the balance of power tips and some people actually grow a set and become involved as commissioners should and push back, it would change everything. But as it currently sits, it's agonizing to even go down there and speak to them. It's like watching people who are just in some kind of a trance because there's nothing they can do. And I feel sorry for them. I really do. I'm concerned for anyone in the council who's trying to do it. And I have good friends on that council.
Okay, let me give you another comment that came in from Terry. Terry's a regular listener, regular caller. Terry said, it's going to be like a zombie apocalypse for the next 4 years with respect to city council. Nothing is going to
That's
get
so
done
accurate.
Without mm-hmm. the rubber stamp of
That's
the administration.
That's so accurate. That's Absolutely. Good. At least citizens know, many thousands of Duval County taxpayers understand what's happened and they understand the depth of what's going on. I think it could change. I mean, some things can happen. People can get reeled in. The process can work properly. And when I say reeled in, it's just an overreach. And our government's out of control. And when any branch of our government, I will speak against any branch of our government that overreaches its position and has no checks and balances. And that's what's happened. We've tipped the scale.
Were you able to reach anyone from the Curry administration on the night of the election?
No, I didn't really make any effort. They were busy celebrating, and I didn't attempt to. And it wasn't that I didn't wish them well. It's just that with the actions that took place in the park on Sunday afternoon, if I reached them, it would be in an entirely different capacity, and I didn't want to.
I know that Anna tried to reach out, and the mayor's chief of staff took the phone call and said that. Mayor Curry was not interested in talking to her. So I thought that was rather interesting. I've never seen a local candidate do that.
That's the reason it was pointless. The mayor's chief of staff attempted to reach out to me Sunday prior to the election, and it didn't go as he expected. And or maybe it did. Maybe he was just trying to lure me into a physical confrontation by his actions. But it didn't go exactly how he had planned because he ended up walking away. So
Well, it's interesting, the level of folks that contacted me on Wednesday and Thursday via email and text messaging through the Facebook page. So many folks that were extremely surprised at how low the figures were for Anna and for you, and how high they were for Omega Allen.
Right.
And that was interesting to them, but not so much to me, because we did have a lot of Democrats that showed up that will just not, they just can't bring themselves to circle an R.
I understand. Exactly. I've got nothing to say about the numbers other than they probably are what they are. It's depressing because it's not indicative of the mood that was on the street. But, you know, you live in a bubble when you're in a campaign. You're seeing people who are supportive of you because you're in front of them a lot of times. And all of us are, you know, involved in that. But I will tell you, I found support in the strangest places. And we found people who were aware and awake. And that's all I'm looking to do. That's the only reason I would ever run for any office. I'm not a politician. I've said it 100 times. Is to make sure that the citizens are engaged and to make sure that we all get our voice. And that's not what's happening. That's what drove me to run in the first place, is there's literally no representation in even in any capacity in Duval County, because even if you do have a council person interested in your issue, their ability to deal with it is completely neutered, is the term I've used, because they can't get anything done without making a political deal. And if they're honest, they'll get nothing done. And if they're dishonest, they'll get everything done at the cost of dishonesty. And by that, I mean they'll make deals and agree to vote for things that don't serve us as taxpayers.
Well, I saw the acceptance or the victory speech, and there was a line that said, "You won't recognize downtown in 4 years. We're mm-hmm. going to change yeah. the way downtown looks." And that triggered, although not using the same verbiage, that line that we are going to fundamentally change America, and we see what happened there. I am concerned that the Hartbridge Expressway goes away, the landing goes away. We're seeing that walk through the Finance Committee. It'll come up for a full vote of the council. It will probably go through on this council, if for no other reason than they're lame duck, or a vast majority of them are lame duck. We're going to see the JEA building more than likely move to Lot J. We're going to see the transfer of the Department of Interior and the Family Trust land to what is now going to be the Landing Park. And then that will open up that whole big spread for the shipyards. We're likely to see the start of a Ferris wheel and an aquarium downtown.
Right.
Which is probably the main reason why the Adams ship project was killed.
Everybody knows that, yeah. that was, you know, all kind of orchestrated, just because when the drawings come out months ahead of the decision and the ship's not in the drawings, it doesn't take a genius to figure out
right.
that they've worked all that out internally and that they've done it without the help of anybody in the citizen group that had raised all the money and done all the work.
I'll throw this out to both of you, and maybe we could get your opinion when we get back. We're about to go to a hard break, but is control of the city now truly in the hands of 20 people? And I say that with respect to 19 city council folks and one mayor. And are we, the citizens, almost a million people, just along for the ride? And if so, maybe we'll go to Karen and get your opinion first, and then immediately after that let Jimmy chime in. But if that's the case, we're just along for the ride, in your opinion, what does this ride look like? And do you have any guesses as to whether or not crime continues to explode and cronyism continues to run rampant, and does more and more things in the downtown area come down with the idea that if we take them down, somebody will come build something else in its place? You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. I know March Madness is going on out there, and it's going to be difficult for people to be on the line, but I would like for you to chime in as much as you can. If you'd like to reach me on Facebook, you can. Facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly. We'll be right back.
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. A White House spokesman says the White House has not yet received or been briefed on the Russia report issued by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Attorney General William Barr and advisors were reviewing the report. Barr's first summary of Mueller's findings is expected to be released tomorrow. Anti-Brexit protesters flooded into central London by the hundreds of thousands today, demanding Britain's conservative-led government hold a new referendum on whether Britain should leave the European Union. The People's Vote marched through folks from across Britain who are determined to force Prime Minister Theresa May's government to alter its march toward Brexit. And Norwegian rescue authorities say a freighter has experienced an engine seizure in the same Stormy Bay region off western Norway, where hundreds of people are being winched off by helicopter from an ailing cruise ship. The storm passengers, 1,300 of them, are being taken to safety. No injuries so far have been reported. This is SRN News.
Mary, the child you bear will become the greatest of men.
From the network that brought you the Bible.
There has been talk about Jesus. They say he's healing the sick.
Comes the life of Jesus Christ.
His preaching is what concerns me.
He's helping people.
From those who knew him best.
We are his followers. We've seen him do wondrous things.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Jesus, his life. Monday at 8 on History.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Wednesday Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, six paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
This is the Savage Nation.
Talking about Avenatti, I've never seen a lawyer get away with this. As Cohen is being sentenced, this dirty rat gives a press conference saying Trump is next. The legal profession was never developed for people like Avenatti, in my estimation. You think Jerry Nadler is any different than Cohen? They're all cut from the same pickle. You ought to thank God they didn't become judges. In Nadler's case, he went higher than a judge. He became a congressman. Can you imagine that?
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
The 7-day extended Jacksonville forecast. Tonight clear and cool, low 53. Sunny again tomorrow and 77. Sunday night partly cloudy, dropping to 58. Monday sunshine, 81 the high. Partly sunny Tuesday in the mid-70s. Wednesday a mix of sun and clouds with a breeze and cooler, only 64. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, topping out at 75. The last weekend of March, Saturday and Sunday, cloudy with showers and a high of 80.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I keep getting so confused with the daylight savings time. I love the fact that the sun's still up, but I'm saying good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. We've got a couple of lines on hold, so I'm going to let Tom picking up that one, and I'll take and push this one up on top. Marty, you're up, and Densmore, Tom, you're on deck. Marty's on the line, wants to talk to Jimmy Hill. Hey, buddy, you're there. Hello, Marty.
Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure speaking to the Karen Morton Show.
And
oh, don't even start, Marty.
Jimmy, let me say this. This is Marty, who you met at the Prime Osborne. You didn't lose the election. Jacksonville did. And anytime you want me to work with you or help you, yeah, you, I'm listed, and I'm the president of the St. Augustine Republican Club. You want to come down and talk to us one day, comparison, and do a program about what's going on in Jacksonville. But I'll tell you something, and I'll tell you something, Karen and Bill, and that is that until something is done about, I keep on saying this, and I'm going to keep on saying this until Jacksonville does something. And I want to tell you this. When I first moved here in 93, there were all sorts of bumper stickers. We don't care how you do it up north. Well, New York City, which used to have about 2,000 homicides a year, is down to a few hundred. It has gone up, Bill, and I think you told me this previously, under the reins of this disgusting de Blasio, who, remember, the people voted for him. They put him in. But still, you have 2,000 people getting killed in the 70s and 80s and a few hundred now. And that would be, if you take the rate and expand it on a spreadsheet, that would probably be about thousands or hundreds or thousands getting killed in Jacksonville. I mean, because of the rate, whatever. And I don't know what's the problem, but a while ago, when the sheriff's office said they were going to use that speaker device, that microphone that detects when a gun is fired.
Yeah, it's shot spotter.
That sounds like something from a bad, disgusting TV program on MeTV, a failed police program or something. New York is using the CompStat, and they don't care how we do it up north. But first of all, Bratton, who started in New York City, he came from Massachusetts, and I think he was from also Los Angeles. And if I'm not mistaken, he was hired by, I mentioned Caracas, Venezuela, which has a, it was probably Mexico City, one of those cities, to try and straighten out their problem. Because a lot of places realize they have a problem. And I tell you what, Jacksonville is the typical example of Nero fiddled while Rome burned.
Well, thank you, Marty.
They better do something about it.
Thanks, Marty. I appreciate your call tonight, buddy.
I will say that the ShotSpotter is being used quite successfully in Miami. Our Republican, we've got a Republican mayor in Miami, Mayor Suarez, and he's done an excellent job.
Oh, it's great. I mean,
crime has come way down. ShotSpotter is one of the tools.
If you want to know exactly where the shot came from, mm-hmm. and exactly when it, when it went off, 5 minutes before you got there,
mm-hmm.
ShotSpotter is the way to go.
But
that's exactly what it does.
It's exactly what it does, and they're saying that they're now able to, by identifying exactly where the shot came from, they go there immediately.
Right.
And so they've been able to really, really
And they
improve.
Probably pass the shooter in his car as he's driving
they've
by
been
them
able
on
to,
the way.
They've their crime is way down.
I just find it hard to believe that microphones telling you where the shot came from. I mean, it's like I can imagine in my mind's eye. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not up to speed. I'm 57. I'm not a millennial. I can imagine that here's a gangbanger. He's standing on the street. Yo, man, what's up, man? Come on, give me some rock. Oh, wait, you don't want to pay for it? I'll pull my GAC out and boom, shoot you. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. ShotSpotter's here. Okay, I better wait. Because, I want to wait for them to show up and arrest me and take me away.
Obviously,
I'm not going to just fire
true.
And... Well, that's the ludicrousness of knowing... when you pull up on that driveway. Let's say you get ShotSpotter says, boom, it came right from this address. So five patrol cars roll up on that address and you walk up to the door. Excuse me, ma'am, but we have an indication that a shot went off from your house. I ain't seen nothing all day. And my little boy, he's trying real hard. He didn't shoot nobody. He's trying to raise his father. He's trying to be a good father to his five kids and his four ex-wives. Well, his ex-baby mamas. They ain't helping out none at all. So he's a good boy. He ain't firing no shot. Get off my front porch. That's what happens.
We need
nobody
to do a
talks.
Serial show with you. Well, you can do all the characters.
Nobody,
I love it.
Yeah, I can be like Eddie Murphy in Barbershop. Nobody is going to tell. Yeah, I'm amazed. I am truly amazed at how many wonderful, wonderful young men there are out there in these gang-ridden neighborhoods that are working so hard to get their GED and to be a good dad to their kids and everything. They're just all these wonderful citizens out there that for some reason or another keep getting into cars and driving by and shooting people.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, there is that. Wait a minute. We promised, before I got on the diatribe, we promised that we would bring Densmore Tom up. I'm sorry, man. I got hooked up into a role play there, Tom. You're on the air with Jimmy Hill.
That's okay. That gave me plenty of time to drink my third drink. I don't mind. In fact, I think the police ought to shoot more of them. Then we would have less of them. But I want to talk to Mr. Hill about the school board closing all these schools, giving him the opportunity to move the homeless right into the schools with just a little bit of fixing up.
Understood. I think I get where you're going. I'm still trying to recover from the Bill Hay radio hour.
on the Karen Morton
with,
show.
Oh my God,
so
I can't believe you
said
that.
I get your point, and the point is that infrastructure now exists that could be used to mitigate the clustering of homeless in the downtown core in buildings that might be able to deal with it, and it's worth looking at. Any infrastructure is worth looking at.
It is. Two blocks down from Bill's favorite place off of First Street, you got... They're getting rid of two schools down there, and the schools don't look that bad.
I was
in one a couple of years ago, and it had just been remodeled, and it was a good school.
Gotcha. I understand the concept, and I agree with it. I just don't. I'm not super familiar with the two schools. I actually have to go look at that and see what it is. Although it'll be as a very distant citizen with very little input on it for a little bit.
But they don't care. They don't stop you.
That's a good point. Well, we'll look at that.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate your call tonight, buddy.
I'm another drink.
Hey, you know what? For those of us that can't drink while we're on the air, just, you know, think about it the next time the ice cube falls. Appreciate it. See ya. Let's go to two. The lines are lining up. Mark's here. Mark, you're on the line with Jimmy Hill and Karen Morton.
Hey, guys. I just know that since we don't have a plan for the for what to do with the landing after we tear it down, which is kind of putting the cart before the horse, I just know that Shad Khan is if he's not waiting in the wings already, that he will show up at the last minute and throw one of his billions around and have the city throw in another billion and give him that land, and God knows what he'll do with it, but it'll end up.
Mark, if you haven't heard of some of the ideas that are available, Metro Park, which is right across from the stadium, has an issue with a family land trust and also the U.S. Department of Interior with their regulations requiring free and open access to the general public for waterways. And so that Jimmy probably is more versed in this because he actually mentioned the family trust and it kind of got him in a bad way with the city. But the idea, I believe, is to tear the landing down, turn it into a park, transfer that land trust from what is now Metro Park down to the landing so that fulfills that obligation to the U.S. Department of Interior and to the Family Trust, and then open up from the WJC2C studios all the way to the Berkman One Plaza for Shad Khan to do his shipyards development. That's my personal belief. But now we have another developer coming in wanting to put up a Ferris wheel and an aquarium and an adult amusement park downtown. So,
Bill, I think you're exactly right. That's exactly what they're doing.
We're gonna talk a little bit more about that when we get back. Jimmy Hill, Karen Morton in the studios. We still haven't got their thoughts on the next 4 years, but that's coming up. We'll blow out as many of the phone lines as we can. 222-TALK, 222-8255. If you'd like to reach me on Facebook, you can. Facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly. Or you can send me an email, bill@600wbob.com, bill@600wbob.com. And if you are of the period where you still do regular mail, you can do that also. You can send it to 7235 Bonneville Road in care of I'm Speaking Plain. Please, no white powder in the envelopes, and I'll get them, and I read all my mail. We're going to step away for just a couple minutes, and we'll be right back on WBOB AM 600 and FM 101.1.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday, March 30th at 7 p.m. It's the Jacksonville Icemen versus the Atlanta Gladiators at Veterans Memorial Arena. Friday, March 29th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, March 30th at 8 p.m. The Jacksonville Symphony presents Frank and Ella at Jacoby Symphony Hall. And Saturday, March 30th from 9 to 1, it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly. What you got to say? To join the conversation, call 222-TALK. Say, hey, hey, hey. That's 222-8255. What you got to say? Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon. Good evening. I've got to get that right. Good night, good evening, whatever. Man, it's just, it happens to me every once in a while. I have a blonde moment, and I just can't help it. But
you are blonde, by the
way. I am. But I pride myself on being a little more together than that. So, once again, the phone lines are cleared and open. We talked to everybody we needed to talk to. We're waiting on you. Give us a call, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Jimmy Hill, Karen Morton joining me in the studio. So, 20 minutes ago, before we got sidetracked on everything else and I went through my own little diatribe, I threw out the idea of what you think the next 4 years are going to look like. And so it's still out there. I'll go back to it again. Let's start with Karen.
What do you
I mean, status quo or worse or no comment?
I think you're going to see it. No, I've got comments. I'm no longer the chairman. I can say whatever
can
I want.
You can talk whatever you want to.
I think you're going to see a lot more activity. One of the nice things about incumbency and getting an additional four more years is that you use your first 4 years to set your plans into action, do all of your setup work to establish whatever, you know, connections to get things started. And then you use your next 4 years to really implement. And
okay.
I think that's what we're going to see. I think that, no, it's not, it is, it, yes, indeed, it's 20 people. And those 20 people represent another very relatively small section of the community, and that's the Chamber, Shad Khan, and the downtown cabal.
Well, you know what's really interesting is that I've been fighting for 16 plus years, and others have been fighting for longer period in time than that to get the comprehensive land use plan changed at Craig so that mm-hmm. we can lengthen the runway. And we've got some good stuff going on with the federal government up north that will be able to supersede for safety and right. other reasons,
right.
Supersede the city government, or at least put extreme considerable pressure on the city government. And we actually have the ears of some federal folks now that are wondering why it took 30 years to get this far. And we had to explain it to them, and they just kind of gave me the Scooby-Doo look. And so I found another reason, and that is that, you know, the Chamber, of course, is run by the Davis family,
right.
and they also own a 6,000-foot runway called Deep Forest, and there's all sorts of building, and we've seen 2,500 acres, 1,000 one time, and 1,500 another time, sold off for development, housing, mm-hmm. mixed use, retail shops,
mm-hmm.
and then most recently they sent out a little note saying that Deep Forest is now going to transfer from a private use airport to a public use airport, and it'll be used for VIP executive jet traffic.
Really?
So
isn't that convenient?
Isn't it convenient that the Chamber has been fighting kind of tooth and nail in cahoots with the homeowners and some of the other folks about right. keeping you know, the boot on the neck of Craig Airport, only to find out that here is a Davis family holding that's now going to be going to use as as executive jet charter. Yeah. So this
will throw something in too, you know, when they're looking at who comes in 4 years from now, certainly that's a major name to be looking at.
You mean as far as
next mayor
Davis running for mayor?
Yeah.
I would like to see personally someone from the outside.
Yeah, me too.
A true outsider.
Yes, that would be refreshing.
And I think that anyone, as Jimmy will attest, trying to come in from the outside
right.
is difficult. The likelihood of being able to run the gauntlet
mm-hmm.
well, is going to take someone with a great deal of stamina.
Since we're talking about it, so if you have that on your mind and you want to do it, start now. That's
yes.
the thing. Start right now. You can't come in 12 months out because they suck all the air out of the room.
Words of wisdom.
Told me, and the thing is, you know, I looked at what we did, and I wanted to run through this real quick, if I can, Bill, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So we spent less than $1 per vote. They spent, I think, 64 is what the number was I read per vote. So you have to raise some money, but awareness can be more valuable than money if you can just be there long enough. I'm going to say this, you know, people said, oh, is it corrupt or whatever? It's brutally corrupt. The media is completely controlled, with one exception. In Duval County, completely controlled by the mayor's office, by his staff. They literally hold you out of everything. Most civic organizations wouldn't even allow me in the debates. It was incredible that they would hold debates for the mayor's race with just four candidates in the race, and they would hold out candidates specifically and only invite select candidates that fit their agenda. And there's several that will eventually get kind of berated for that at some point. Their credibility needs to go out the door. Southside Businessmen's Association they uninvited me.
Really?
It was ridiculous. And it was just a perfect example of how they were controlled.
It's a good old boy town.
The Southside Businessmen's Club, I have spoken there three times over the last couple of years, all by invitation. It is a great organization. I like it,
but it is
old money.
I was going to say you can't speak to their credibility if they're not going to have an open forum. They have no credibility, period. Because if they're not going to open a mayor's race up, for political reasons, if they are a fair and balanced organization, they just want their members to see all options. They would not do what they did. So I'm not going to give them any leeway at all. They failed miserably in their role of presenting and I know they have some great members. I'm friends with many of the members, but not apparently the right ones.
Well, and they have other concerns as well. I mean, look what happened to your business when you raised the specter of, hey, there's a land grant here. But
yeah, fear is a terrible reason to. I mean, and I know
fear
that's
is
true.
Real.
Yeah, I know.
Fear
well,
is very real. And
you're right.
And one of the reasons that you had issues in raising money was not because people didn't like you and didn't want to give you money, but because they knew that their name was going to appear on the report that you had to file by law, and that people they would be immediately bullied and
well, since the election, just to point,
oh, it's been bad.
So they've been hard on anybody who supported me is already paying, paying the price right now.
That's right.
They've thrown people off of boards, literally, that just because they
the next morning. I mean, they were ready.
Yeah, they cherry picked the list of supporters and have done everything they can think of to remove them from the process. And these are just citizens, and that's what's wrong with
right.
These are just citizens who had an opinion. They didn't. It was, you know. So yes, it's ugly. It's brutally ugly.
It's
at the very, very last minute, the broadcast media finally started recognizing that it would be a good idea, just in case we generated enough inertia to throw us in the mix, and we did, and we did very well. We very quickly became relevant, but too late. That was the problem.
Alicia said that I've lived in many cities around the United States, and the level of corruption is high in all the ones I've lived at, including this one.
Yeah.
It's only whether or not you're able to deal with it and work the system whether you succeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for certain things government are mandated to do are being violated that often will, and that's my goal. You ask about the next 4 years. I think the next 4 years are going to be incredibly interesting because the audacity that I saw prior to this election mm-hmm. will only increase, and their level of overreach is high enough that I think it's going to catch them and get them involved in things. And I'm very confident in the system, and I think that they're going to overreach and they're going to get involved in something that's going to have a price. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I've got a pretty clear idea what it'll probably be, and there will be a day of reckoning for every one of them. And the problem is it's just not good for the city. If they had just elect somebody and let them quietly fix it instead of turning over the table and making a giant mess and creating a collapse, then that'll happen. But I'm optimistic for the next 4 years.
Interesting, Dennis said, Dennis wrote a little note in, said, don't expect it to change, Bill. Ashley Moody had great support from the Curry administration and those here in Jacksonville. So anything that comes up, I guess that's a word, anything that comes up untoward, is that a word?
Untoward?
Untoward. I'm going to have to look that up. Anything that comes up untoward will probably be swept under the table.
However.
Thanks, Dennis.
However, Ashley Moody had a candidate who ran against her in the primary, Frank White, Representative Frank White. He spent a year telling vicious, horrible, truly vicious lies about her. And when confronted at Republican Party of Florida meetings about why he would print such garbage, he said, well, it's legal, I can do it, too bad, and walked away.
Yeah, we're going to talk
this
about that.
This guy's campaign was run by guess who? Hughes and Baker.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and the level of nastiness in the campaigns going forward.
It
and
comes
I know
from
Jimmy
that.
Wants to reach out to some of his supporters.
Yep, that's why I'm
and
here.
Talk to them.
Yep.
That's
yep.
why he's really here.
Say
all right.
Thank you.
Not just to talk to me.
No, no. It's you too, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We all
I'm
love you.
Dig
Bill.
Out of that hole. Anyway, phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Lori, coming to your phone call just as soon as we get back. If you'd like to get in line with Lori, you can. Phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. We're going to step away for just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.